For 2 years, I had constant suffocating anxiety that stopped me from doing anything. I thought I was broken and nothing could fix me until everything changed. I realized these feelings of anxiety weren't the issue. Instead, they were physical symptoms of anxiety, and it was my relationship to these symptoms that kept me trapped. So in this video, we're going to be breaking down the 20 most common physical symptoms of anxiety. You'll learn the common mistakes people make when trying to fight them and what to do instead. Number one, heart palpitations. Your heart is racing because your body thinks you're in danger. Adrenaline kicks in, making your heart beat faster and stronger. But it's just a false alarm, not a heart problem. Most people panic about the pounding heart, so they check their pulse, tense up, or try to stop it. This only releases more adrenaline and keeps the cycle going. So instead, let your heart beat. Remind yourself, this is just excess adrenaline. It's not hurting me. Number two, feeling detached. When your nervous system is overwhelmed, it activates the freeze mode. Think of it as a mental airbag. It's designed to protect you from too much stimulation. Most people try to snap out of this feeling, but that is the exact thing that keeps the brain stuck in protection mode. The brain says, Sean is still resisting, keep the airbag on. Instead, let this feeling be there while gently reconnecting with your senses. Notice what you can see, touch, and hear. Remind yourself, this is my body keeping myself safe. It will pass. Number three, digestive distress. This was my scariest symptom. When anxiety spikes, your body redirects blood flow away from your stomach, and that causes nausea, bloating, even food sensitivities. IBS is a very common diagnosis, when in reality, people's digestive system is just reacting to constant stress signals. Your gut isn't broken, it's just overstimulated. And while diet can help, the real solution is teaching your body that it's safe again. As your nervous system desensitizes, digestion naturally restores itself. By the way, if you want to go a step deeper and desensitize your nervous system, my free ebook walks you through exactly how that looks like. The link is in the description box below. Number four, feelings of dread and doom. Out of nowhere, you may feel like something terrible is about to happen. This isn't some intuition or omen. It's just a rush of adrenaline flooding your system. Most people start scanning for what could go wrong, which keeps this alarm alive. Instead, recognize it as a false alarm. Let the wave rise, peak, and pass on its own. Let the feeling move through you without resisting, and eventually, it'll subside on its own. Number five, scary what-if thoughts. Once people understand anxiety causes physical sensations, they often forget the scary thoughts are part of the same issue. Those what-ifs, what if I lose control? What if something's wrong with me? They're just a byproduct of a sensitized nervous system. Most people fight the thoughts, they analyze them, or they try to prove them wrong, which tells the brain these thoughts are dangerous. So instead, notice them and let them pass. Thoughts are like clouds. You don't need to engage with every single one of them. Number six, vision changes. You may notice your vision suddenly feels blurry, foggy, or distant, like the world just doesn't seem right. Sense organs like vision are one of the first things to be affected by the stress response. Historically, sharper vision helped humans survive. Our pupils widen and the eye muscles tense to scan for predators or escape routes. That same response still triggers today, even when the danger isn't real. So remind yourself, the vision being off isn't because there's something wrong with your eyes, it's just your body being on high alert. Number seven, dizziness. You can feel lightheaded, unsteady, or like the ground is moving beneath you. This is one of the most common anxiety sensations, and one that is often the scariest. When this happens, blood flows from organs to muscle groups. When your body senses danger, your breathing changes. You take in too much oxygen, which rapidly changes the blood gas levels and makes your head spin. It's not dangerous, you won't fall. It's just your body's alarm system doing its job a little too well. Number eight, brain fog. When we don't know what's happening to us, it's natural to begin fighting our own minds, trying to figure out what's going on. We analyze every sensation, replay every moment, and search for answers around the clock. And the more mental energy we spend trying to solve this anxiety problem, the more exhausted our brains become. Eventually, our mind hits fatigue. Focus begins to fade, the thoughts begin to blur, and everything begins to feel distant. But what you're experiencing is just brain fog. Your brain isn't damaged and you're not declining. It's just tired. It's a battered mind telling you, we don't need to figure this out. Give me a chance to rest. Number 9, shortness of breath. You may feel like no matter what, you can't get a full breath of air. And you feel like you're constantly suffocating. This happens because your breathing automatically speeds up when you're anxious. Your body prepares to run, fight, or react. That increase in breathing gives the sensation that you don't have enough oxygen. The harder you try to get air, the more you overbreathe and tense your chest, which reinforces that suffocating feeling. Deep belly breaths will help with this. Number 10, feeling numb. Anxiety isn't just about feeling fear. It's also feeling like parts of you have shut down. It's not because you've lost a part of yourself. It's your nervous system being overwhelmed for too long. So it begins to dull emotions as a protective mechanism. It's not something wrong. Emotions go quiet as a way to prevent overwhelm. Don't chase trying to feel normal. Just let the feelings be there without judgment. Number 11, tingling sensations. You might feel pins and needle sensations in your hands, feet, or face. Sometimes even burning or buzzing sensations. When anxiety hits, blood vessels constrict and oxygen is directed to large muscles, which can leave smaller nerve endings understimulated and a little bit more tingly. It's not a sign of nerve damage. It's just your body redirecting resources for protection. Number 12, chest pressure. It may feel like there's something heavy sitting on your chest. It's one of those sensations that convinces people something is medically wrong with their heart. When the nervous system is on alert, the chest muscles brace to protect vital organs, creating a heavy, constricted feeling. It's not your heart. It's just your body tensing for protection. Don't fight it. Label it as stress or anxiety and just keep moving forward. Number 13, brain and body zaps. You might experience sudden jolts, electric shocks, or brief zaps through your head or your body. I personally experienced this when I was on anxiety medication. These sensations are linked to changes in serotonin and the nervous system's electrical activity. When the system's overstimulated or adjusting to medication shifts, signals end up misfiring and you experience those quick jolts. It's a little bit startling, but it's harmless. It's just your nervous system recalibrating. Number 14, rib soreness. You might feel a dull ache or even a sharp soreness around your ribs and chest wall. Many people get told that this is costochondriasis, which simply means inflammation of the cartilage between the ribs. In reality, constant tension and shallow breathing from anxiety strain those same muscles and tissues. It's just your body holding protective tension for too long. When you recognize it's not dangerous, the tension releases on its own. Number 15, tinnitus. You'll hear ringing, buzzing, or high-pitched sounds in your ears. Again, sense organs are highly influenced by your nervous system. You'll find shifts in your hearing like you did with vision. This isn't actual hearing damage. It's just a hypersensitive nervous system turning up the volume a little too loud. Number 16, lump in the throat sensation. It can feel like something's stuck when you swallow, even though nothing is there. Many people think they will choke if they eat. But what's happening is that when you're anxious, throat and neck muscles tighten as a part of your body's instinct to protect the airway. That muscle tension creates that blocked or constricted feeling. It's not your throat closing. It's muscles around your neck that are tightening. As your body calms, the sensation eases. Number 17, pressure in the ears. Almost like a sinus issue. You'll feel fullness, pressure, or even a squeezing sensation in your head or ears. Again, muscles in your neck, your jaw, and your scalp tighten. This affects blood flow and the eustachian tube, which is behind your eardrum, which regulates ear pressure. It's not a buildup or a blockage. It's just harmless pressure changes. Number 18, adrenaline surges for no reason. You'll feel a sudden rush of energy or jolts through your body, heart racing, chest tightening, and it feels like something bad is about to happen. When your nervous system is sensitized, it releases extra adrenaline even when there is no danger. Think of it as a car alarm where the alarm system goes off when just a gust of wind happens. It's just a little bit hypersensitive. Number 19, stress and fatigue. Because the stress response utilizes so many bodily resources, you can feel absolutely drained, even on days when you're not very active. It's not because your body is weak. It's just depleted from all the stress and worry. When your nervous system no longer sees these symptoms as a threat, energy will naturally return on its own. And number 20, the need to control everything. When your body doesn't feel safe, your mind looks for control anywhere it can find it. Routines, people, outcomes, even your own thoughts. It's not perfectionism or a personality trait. It's a survival response. Control gives the illusion of safety when your nervous system feels chaotic inside. But the more you try to manage everything, the more your brain learns that safety depends on control, and this keeps you stuck in hypervigilance. So remember, your body isn't the enemy. It's just been working overtime to keep you alive. These symptoms aren't signs of damage. They're just signs of your nervous system being overworked. Once you learn how to desensitize your nervous system, it stops sounding the alarm. And that's when these common but scary symptoms disappear on their own.